Rosemary McCoy and Sheila Singleton voted in Jacksonville's spring elections after Florida voters last year approved a constitutional amendment that restored the voting rights of more than 1 million ex-felons. But McCoy says she could be removed from the voter rolls if she doesn't pay $7,000 in court-ordered victim restitution.
Did we pay taxes? But we have no representation. Why should I continue to pay taxes if I can't have a voice?
Nancy Abudu with the Southern Poverty Law Center says the new law clarifies Amendment 4, which voters approved by more than 60%.
But it also significantly shrinks the number of people who would have otherwise been eligible to vote.
Abudu likens the law to a tax poll, a practice of charging voting fees historically used to suppress the African American vote. About 2,000 formerly incarcerated Floridians registered to vote between January and March of this year, nearly half of them African American, according to the suit. Abu Qardan, 89.9 WJCT News.